Hello.
Hello, hi there, is that David Adams?
Yes.
Hi there, it's Jay Corden from MMA Legal. I just tried to contact you a short while ago.
Yeah.
I appreciate I've called you, David, just for data protection. Can you confirm the first line of your address and your postcode, please?
Sex and court.
Brilliant. And your postcode?
EH519HF.
Okay, real fantastic. Thank you very much for that. So the reason for the call, David, I've got a bit of good news for you. All of your subject access requests that we've sent out have now come back to us. So we've reached out to the councils, and your GP. We've got documents back that confirm your time and care. So that means that we can now progress your claim to the next stage of the application, and that is where we gather your support and evidence. So that is basically a short statement, like a personal statement, a witness statement, whatever you want to call it, really. It's just a document that gets submitted to Scottish Redress about your time and care, how it affected you then, how it affects you now, and basically paints a story for them. What they then do is view that with any support and evidence you've got, and they then figure out how much compensation they believe you should be awarded.
Well, I've had two strokes since then.
Pardon, sorry, you've had two
I've had
strokes.
two strokes, aye.
I mean, obviously, if there's anything that you can't remember or that's triggering stuff, then we won't go through that, or we won't try and squeeze information out of you. That's not there. This statement is very, very relaxed. It's not, it's not criminal proceedings. This is you. This is your final opportunity to say to Redress, this is what happened. This is the evidence that I've got. What he's going to do about it. We do most of the work for you. I just need to ask you a few questions, and you need to answer them the best that you can. From there, we amend the statement for you. We'll send that to you for you to read. When you're happy, and only when you're happy, you'll sign it and send it back to us. We submit that to Scottish Redress, and then it's just a case of waiting to see how much compensation they award you. So we're at the very final stages now, David. We're very nearly there. So I need to get you booked in for the witness statement. That is over the phone, be with myself. It should take around 30 minutes to 60 minutes, so around half an hour to an hour. I try and get through them as quick as I can, and I try not to do your head in, basically, because I know how tedious these things are. So I will power through it for you. I've got a bit of availability. And tomorrow morning or morning, David, are you free at all?
Yes.
What time is best for you tomorrow morning?
Well, after 10.
After 10, should we say 10:15?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do now, David, is I'm going to drop you a quick text, and I'll also drop you a little email just letting you know that we're booked in tomorrow, 2nd of July, at 10:15 a.m. You don't need to bring anything. You don't need to have anything with you except your phone and maybe a drink.
Sober. Sure. Yeah,
Little,
where would you go?
little snack. You never know how long we could be on the phone for. So just make
On the
sure that
phone,
you
all
give it.
right.
It's just over the phone. So I'll just give you a call. That's all. So like I say, make sure you've got a drink with you and a bit of comfort. Make sure you're nice and comfortable, and I'll give you a call tomorrow, and I'll get this final statement done for you. Once this is done, David, this is all the work from you that we need. This is the final stage, last little push, and then we are there. All right, brilliant. Well, I'll speak to you tomorrow, David, at 10:15 in the morning.
Okay.
All right, you have a good evening. Take care. Bye bye now.
My.